Israel mocks Greta Thunberg over solidarity with Gaza. Hamas doesn't use sustainable materials for rockets. By Joshua Kaplan on October 20, 2023. An official social media account for the Nation of Israel slammed Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg for launching a strike in solidarity with Palestine and Gaza after Hamas terrorists slaughtered at least 1,400 people inside the Jewish state and wounded 3,800 more. At Greta Thunberg, Hamas doesn't use sustainable materials for their rockets which have butchered innocent Israelis. The Israeli account wrote, sharing three photos of victims killed in Hamas's attack. The victims of the Hamas massacre could have been your friends. Speak up, the account implored. Earlier, in a post on X/Twitter, Thunberg called for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and urged justice and freedom for Palestinians and all civilians affected. Thunberg's post comes days after she was arrested in London in far-left demonstrations against the use of fossil fuels. She has since been released from the authorities on bail. The 20-year-old activist has been arrested twice this year. Arrest is Thunberg's second this year. She was forcibly removed by police in July after she refused to leave a protest in the Swedish city of Malmö. Thunberg's post comes as Israel prepares to expand its military operations against Hamas in Gaza. Israel bombarded the Gaza Strip early Friday, hitting areas in the south where Palestinians had been told to seek safety. And it began evacuating a sizable town near the country's border with Lebanon in a sign that a potential ground invasion of Gaza could trigger regional turmoil. Palestinians reported heavy airstrikes in the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis, and ambulances carrying men, women and children streamed into the town's Nasser Hospital, Gaza's second largest, which is already overflowing with patients and people seeking shelter. The Israeli military said it had struck more than 100 targets across Gaza linked to the territory's Hamas rulers, including a tunnel and arms depots. The Associated Press contributed to this report.